July 7, 2023, it's a Watch for Pedro show.
Watt from Pedro Show. Happy Friday. Start off, John Coltrane. Live excerpt from November 22nd, 1962. Bye Bye Blackbird. Just a piece, but a good one. And then after that, Nicholas Johnson with Thundercloud. And because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I got with me Nicholas Johnson. Welcome aboard, brother Nick.
Hey, what's happening, man? Thanks for having me.
You're driving around in a coche, huh? But are you in
Are you
in the Portland area?
No, I'm actually in Cincinnati.
Okay. So you're doing gigs. Are you on the road?
No, that's home base, man.
I'm confused because Alex, a lot of his cats come out of Portland. I think he's out of Portland. We got to give Alex credit for the connect, too.
Right, yeah, we're connected through some Portland folks, so that's how that came about. But, yeah, he's a good dude, and actually I haven't made it up to Portland just yet, but I can't wait to do that.
Okay, okay. And, you know, the country's big enough to have more than one town, so. No, I want to learn about your musical journey. So Can we start as far back as you can go? Can you bring your earliest musical memory?
Yeah, man, I was a band geek, dude. So a little rural town in South Central Kentucky. It's called Rocky Hill, Kentucky. Google that. I'm prepared to be amazed.
Or Ian MacKay would say, use a search engine.
Right, precisely.
You know, yeah, because here's an example. If you use that one you said, and you try to search for on-air guests on the Watt for Pedro show, you won't find anything. But if you use one from Microsite, Seattle, what's that? Bing.
Right.
You'll find it. So I don't want to support anybody who wants a monopoly thing, but good there's more than one search engine.
I meant that tongue in cheek because
I know. It's like people saying Kleenex when they mean tissue, right? Because we give the power to that big brand. Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt your story. So you're in
Rocky Hill, Kentucky.
You know, Punk is from Kentucky. Richard Hell's from Lexington.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah, you're right. I forgot. Yeah.
I mean, it's a big town, but still Kentucky.
He's a New Yorker, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 1970, right? He runs away to New York, but his beginnings is where your beginnings were. So you guys share that,
right? Yeah,
I'll tell you a little thing on Cincinnati. Old days of the movement, we couldn't play. It's a Procter and Gamble town, so we'd have to play across the river, Newport, Tucky side.
Right on. Yeah, that's funny. I didn't even know. I knew that there was a really rad punk venue over there in Newport.
It was called the Jockey Club. And then after that, it was that Thompson House, I guess. The cat who came up with a machine gun, his family or something.
Right, yeah. And then I think they've moved to Southgate House Revival, which is a really cool venue.
That's Southgate.
Yeah, they're wonderful, wonderful people. I love them to death. But, yeah, I started in Kentucky as a band geek, as a drummer.
I want to go way back, like your first memory. Like, you know, you're in your pad and you're a baby or whatever. A lot of people, they tell me they're riding around in the car hearing their parents playing stuff off the radio.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, I ended up hearing that like country gospel stuff for the most part, and I was totally bored and honestly with that Baptist stuff a little bit freaked out when I was a kid. So I went the other route, and I had an older brother, way older brother, than, you know, he had Kiss albums and Beatles and all that good stuff. So and a little bit older sister, and, you know, she had that 80s pop and R&B. So it's weird. I kind of grew up on that stuff, liking that
stuff.
Was
there in this pad that you grew up in Rocky Hill, was there instruments?
No, really.
Well, let me ask you about school. Were you in the marching band or the choir, shit like that?
Yeah, sixth grade is when I joined. So middle school is when I joined band. And so I tried playing trumpet for a week, and I just was so terrible, so freaking terrible. So my band director was like, just go play drums. And I took to that.
Yeah, but drums are bitching. That's a great favor, I think. So is trumpet.
The best decision that was made for me in my life.
Now most school bands, I know, if you get into drums, they don't give you a track kit, right? They give you one thing to use in the marching band, or maybe it was the concert band or something.
Yeah, in the beginning, yeah. So, and then it was a little tiny school, so actually at one point in my middle school career, they sent me down on this the drum set for pet band. So, like, basketball games, football games.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to
rev up the crowd when there's a rally going and shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We had some Louie and, you know, Magnum PI themes.
Okay, okay. Do you only play at school, or do you end up getting the trap kit for the pad?
No, it was my parents, they weren't cool with the noise. I had a little practice pad.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Nicholas. First record you bought with your own money, or whatever medium, but music that you purchased, right?
Green Day Dookie.
And first gig you saw?
First gig I saw? Dude, nobody came around Bowling Green, and, you know, I lived out in the
States. You know what's in Bowling Green? The Corvette Museum. I've been there a few times.
Yes, sir. When they opened one of the first concerts they did, I actually got to go through a school program, and it was B.B. King and Johnny Lang. And I appreciated it, but, like, now I look it back, I'm like, man, I wish I was just a tad bit older to really appreciate, you know, what I was seeing there.
Well, you know what they say, youth is wasted on the young.
Absolutely. That's the most true thing.
No, right? Because you learn how to appreciate the shit way down the road.
Absolutely. You know, it's
you know who's from Bowling Green? I think I knew a musician from Bowling Green. That guy, he ended up moving to New Orleans, but James P. Hall or something. He kind of sings like Richard Hell. But there's a musician, I remember I shared some bills, and the bass player was even on the show once. I remember his last name was Hall. James Hall, I think, his name. And he's great. I mean, we're talking 20, 25 years ago. Okay, now not graduating school, but in the afternoon when you're out of school, did you get into the basement band, garage band, bedroom band thing?
Actually, you know what? It was crazy. Like, I would stay after school because it was such a haul from the school to, like, rural farmland where I live. So I would just stay after school before the game started. And we would sit in the band room, and me and a few others would just jam out on some, like, covers and, you know, AC/DC, Metallica.
Awesome. You're using the school for the prac pad.
Yeah.
That's what do they call that? Ingenuity.
Right, yeah, and then, when the game started, we switched gears back to Louis and all that stuff, you know.
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, music's music, so whenever you play, I think you're investing in the next time. I was talking to the last guy.
Hey, I grabbed you. The fact that you're, like, making music with other people,
absolute.
That's a step, you know.
Absolute. Learning how to aid and abet, especially when you're going to ask cats down the line to help you aid and abet.
A 1,000,000%, absolutely.
Okay. But you get out of school. What's next for you in music?
So I went to Western Kentucky University, and believe it or not, they're not cool with you bringing drums into a dorm. I switched to guitar, and I literally bought Guitars for Dummies. And it just happened that I learned four chords. I think it was Earth Angel. Was actually the first song I learned.
Like the A minor to C to F to G thing?
Yes. Yeah. Good job.
And, well, Rocky Erickson, half his songs use some chords. No, there's something about the 50s. They love that progression, man.
It gets the job done, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we need to say.
Get a job's got the same. I mean, there's so many songs that use that line. It's beautiful. But it teaches you a little bit about the blues, you know, because that C is a minor third A. Yeah, so, hey, it's good. What, acoustic guitar?
Yes, yeah, and it was a borrowed one. I started playing, and then as soon as I learned those chords, man, I got the itch to, I was a creative writing major, so it just kind of went hand in hand with, like, starting to songwrite. And then, you know, I saw that, you know, people kind of dug what I was doing as far as covers and stuff like that. So that was my first dipping my toe into playing out live, into the bars and Bowling Green and stuff like that, little college town.
Right.
Can you remember
the first song you wrote?
Yeah, it was a song called Night Ride, and it's actually on my Backup State album. And it was about just like when I was in high school sneaking out with a girl, just basic kid stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was the first one I wrote.
I want to play Thunder, we already played Thundercloud, what? I want to play On the Avenue.
Right on.
Okay. Here it comes again. All that feeling.
tall green grass in the concrete crack, in the faded white lines of the parking lot. Lord, it went down when the jobs left town, and the bones in the buildings they left to rot. Ghost of the past, busted glass, in the homes and the places that we forgot. Let's get out of here, babe, ain't nothing to lose. Let's shake off the dust, rust belt, and red of the tail.
Show that chunk of music started off Nicholas Johnson with Palm Avenue. After that, brand new from Dead Bob. This is a proj with the No Means No drummer, Rob Wright. No, that was the bass man, John Wright, his brother. Sorry about that. Make Believe World. And he's back. He said 10-year hiatus. He was like bought into owning a pub. Remember, it's Canada. So they bring over some England stuff. And he's back playing drums. He's got projects, wants to record. Well, he has recorded, and that's beautiful. You know, life and music, sometimes it's hard to leave it. You might take a break, but you got to get back. For some cats, right? Thomas Prendon after that, the Disordered States, the D.C. area. Rent Party, brand new out of Chicago. Time. Oh, there's a Richard Hell song called Time that's beautiful. Be People. I saw these cats in the late 70s at Hong Kong Cafe. They're part of the scene. Great drummer man, Tom Riccio. Still doing music. I think organ these days he plays. You at 8, the alternate mix. Mark Stewart with Lampredanto. This is really sad because we lost him. April, singer of the pop group. Beautiful man. Body Waste is the tune. Africa Head Charge from those pop groups. They're like 16, 17, you know, late 70s. And just the idea of putting Cap Beefheart with Parliament Funkadelic, why not? That's what I learned from the movement. It wasn't really Mohawks at 300 beats a minute. It's like, let the freak flag fly. Muskeg Mudsuck out of Anchorage, Alaska with On Bahan On Antra. Yeah, pardon my terrible French. I don't mean to butcher any language, including English. But it happens, fuck. Slow learner. St. Abdullah and Jason Nazary, brand new tech mystic. Svetlana Maris with 2019 to 2020-4. Must be a date thing. Huh? Maybe. Out of in. My pop said that spelling of the word assume. That was not an accident, boy. So watch out, what. Chahasin. And finally, again, Nicholas Johnson with Middle of Nowhere, which is kind of what you're describing sometimes. But it was somewhere because, you know, look what you got. You're playing in front of, like, first you're doing open mics, right?
Exactly.
Okay. But it's man alone mode, just you, guitar, and voice, right?
Correct. Yeah. I call it a crap sandwich where it's like you cover original cover, see if they notice the difference. You know what I mean? See if I can keep us, you know?
Yeah. A little stealth thing on them. Well, the people who know, but the people who don't.
It would, and Bowling Green, I think they were just drunk college kids, so they were cool with it the way. And I know if they didn't notice the difference, I'm like, okay, maybe I'm doing something right, you know?
Yeah. But you don't go into a holding pattern, right? You're not treading water. That's just a journey. So where do you go from there?
Well, you know, I went from, you know, dipping my toe in to, and I did, you know, the bar cover scene through college. Tindall 2 stuff, you know, and then I after college, I decided not to use my degree, and I went out on pipeline construction, actually. A friend of mine talked me into being a welder helper, so I traveled around the country, and I'd work from, like, 6 in the morning till 5, 6 at night, and then I'd play in the bars wherever I was, Tindall 2, so Wyoming, Savannah, Georgia, Champaign, Illinois, Indianapolis, and you know, I started to go from, you know, one or two originals to, you know, 50-50, then 60-40, and then to the point where I was on a job in upstate New York, and, you know, I decided to take the plunge and just, like, you know what, to hell with the pipeline, let's see what happens here, you know, and it was a scary but necessary decision, and you know, I was very, very fulfilled, and, you know, I never lost that itch.
Now, when do you move from man alone mode to ensemble?
You know what? To this point, it's still kind of a struggle. I call my backing band the same old strangers because I never know who the hell is going to be in it.
You know, Yuka Honda was telling me, her first husband, Dougie Bowen, played drum, and it ended up being drummy, bass. The singer, well, he was the singer. I remember that we were talking backstage while I was helping the Stooges, and Scotty Sound said back to Ig, the singer. you're talking to the guy, he's calling you the bass player, you know. It's like, but the revolving door thing can let that happen easy.
Right. And you know what? Honestly, I call it it is a revolving door, not revolving door, but it's a repeating cast of characters. It's basically, that's that really, and you know this, it's the kind of the curse of knowing super talented people is like they're always busy.
Right.
So, you know, it's just whoever's available. And if no one is, you know, I've done the solo thing so long. As a matter of fact, the next tour I'm doing, or the next leg of the tour, I should say, I think it's probably mostly going to be solo. So I'm comfortable with that.
So the tunes we're playing from the new stuff here, you're going to, because they're ensemble recordings and stuff. So, but you got, like, man alone versions.
Yeah, definitely. It's you know, it's a necessary thing when.
No,
you know,
I understand.
Yeah.
Pragmatic, I think they would say.
For sure. And you know, I wrote them by myself, so I better know how to play them by myself. You know.
And that's really man, I would be embarrassed to put my first song on a record. That's balls out of you to do. So. But did you see a progression? Because you were saying it went from one or two originals a gig to 50-50 to mostly.
Right, correct. Yeah, and that wasn't a quick journey. That was like over time, you know, and being confident. And, you know.
Well, when do you know when what tune's a keeper and when it's got to go?
For sure. Like, you know, I re-recorded that night, right? I actually did a first album called Upstate when I was upstate. Super clever, right? But, you know, it was when I was green in the studio. The producer was kind of green, and I just wasn't happy with the way it turned out. And Night Ride was on that. And so over COVID, when we were all kind of stuck, I ended up re-recording it, calling Backup State. So 7 of those songs I redid, and I just thought they needed new life, and the songs deserved more than what they got. And I took that first album down, and I redid it. So I decided to do kind of like a new wave version of that song, completely different direction than I had done it before.
Well, in your life, you were in a different place, so that makes sense.
Exactly, yeah. You're not the same dude you were when you were obviously a kid. And, you know, you've evolved as a person. You've evolved as a songwriter. So, you know, it's pretty weird to play those as, you know, thinking of, man, I used to be that dude.
Right. And you said upstate because that's where you make the decision, right, to cut loose the pipeline work and go for full-on music, man. Okay.
Absolutely. And actually, you know, a lot of my albums, it's weird. I have a weird thing with place. So, like, you know, upstate, all those songs kind of remind me of being up there. It's called Shady Pines. I have a volume 1, volume 2. The latest one is volume 2. And that was the street I lived on in Ohio, the first one. That reminds me of that. And then This Is Home, I did that in Milan, Italy. And that was a collaboration with my good buddy, Virgin Radio speaker, and a really, really good Italian songwriter, Andrea Rock. And that was kind of like a collaboration and our celebration of, you know, that's a love song to Milan and our friendship. So,
yeah,
the place is really big.
People, let me tell the listeners, Andrea is a very popular male name in Italy. Over here, it's all girls. I don't know why, but but Rock don't sound too Italian.
Right? Yeah. Well, the first time I met him, I was like, oh, Andrea. That's Andrea.
Yeah, I play with two guys over there, and the drummer, same thing. And it actually comes from, we get the word androgynous and stuff, they told me. Some Greek, going way back to the Greek name inspirers. So when you were coming up, were you looking at other Man Alone? What do you think of the tag singer-songwriter?
You know, I think of it as an umbrella term. I mean, I think if you think about it, it's kind of a generic term. We're all singers. And
yeah,
we're all songs.
I know. It's kind of, but the caricature is like one guy with his guitar, right?
Right. Right. You know, though, my favorite artist, and hopefully the listeners hear this in my music, my favorite artists are the ones who have the balls to do whatever they want. So
yes,
it could be a dude with a guitar. One song will be, you know, Americana, or one song will be punk. One song will be rockabilly. It's just, they do what they want. Like Tom Petty, Ryan Adams, you know, folks like that, you know,
sure.
Jeff Tweedy, Wilco, just guys that take risks. And so I don't really come at it as you know, singer songwriter perspective. I was like, what do I like? What sounds good, and what would those fellas do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Really interesting. Yeah, like you're not an actor. Hey, what's my role? You know, where's the script? What part do I play? Yeah. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, July 7th, 2023. Dish Wap Pedro, special guest Nicholas Johnson. Hold tight for hour 2. July 7, 2023, second hour, What for Pedro Show.
Warm air flows where the bluegrass grows, yeah. The car, it whirls to the heels and the curls on. Times you can hear from miles over. Smoke in the glass, you can hear from the crash. Oh, oh. I go out, lost and lonesome sound, still against the mountain, dark and bloody cry. On the wall to hold it all.
stuck in bloody cracks. Dark and bloody ground. Swaying on blows, I will God only knows, yeah. Yes, I, the appeals to the towns and the fields, oh, oh. Rumbles and howls we hear for miles, oh. The night it roams, it's looking for home, oh. Dark and bloody ground. Thank you.
everything you see points to where you need to lead. The burning moon, the falling stars are landing at your feet, and yellow diverts its eyes at your cowardice inside. And like your mama told you, buy the ticket, take the ride.
Leave on with the dance. one street exit in a cheap motel. Try and break away, but you can never. Someone's hiding something underneath their sleep. Binghamton, New York is the portal.
For Pedro Show, we start off the second hour. Nicholas Johnson, Dark and Bloody Ground. Tom Hall after that with Fold into Fold. Tim Hill, Dead Man. Skull Practitioners. Ah, they're from upstate New York, I think.
All right.
Yeah, Hudson Valley or something. By Albany, right? Exit Wounds. And then finally, Nicholas Johnson. Binghamton, New York is portal to hell. Well, it's also a college. I played there once with Minuteman.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, it is a college town. BU's up there.
Yeah, right, right. And not too far from Ithaca, the Cornell, the big private school.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I mean, you were saying some nice things about upstate New York, like you were inspired to do your... Now that's the portal to hell.
Well, you know, here's the thing, man.
No, so I think anywhere's like that. They have duality, right? It could be the worst. Because you hear people, well, what's your favorite town? What's your most hated town? And I say, that's bullshit because it's all mixed up.
Oh, for sure. For sure. There's no easy answer to that. And, you know, honestly, it's not necessarily biographical. It's like... It's, you know, Rod Serling is from Binghamton. And so
that's
it's like
right. That's right.
Going tight vibe, you know, and it's, you know, they have flooding there. And it's like some people, you know, I've heard this story that, you know, a place will grab you in and won't let you go. And it's those folks that like are grabbed in. And that's really where the perspective comes from. It's not necessarily autobiographical. As a matter of fact, I have family up there. I love, you know, Binghamton to death. They have the Speedies. They have the good food. They have great stuff up there and the beautiful mountains. But, you know, this is just a perspective and a narrative that, you know, I got from the negatives, you know.
Sure, sure. Well, is it the Mohawk River? I mean, there's these weird trips. They're like bridges, but you don't drive over them. They hold these big sheets of metal to keep the ice float because they got hell of winters up there. And,
yes.
Yeah, to break up the flows, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a Susquehanna up there, and so
Susquehanna, north.
When I moved up there, that's the furthest north I've ever been, and you know where I come from, it snows inches, not feet.
And there's feet. I was a couple years in Schenectady because there's a nuclear plant there. My pop got trained. He was a nuclear engine rooms in the Navy. GE had a plant. They just shut it down recently. But, yeah, Adirondacks, yeah, very pretty stuff. What about this, speaking of tiles, dark and bloody ground?
Right. It's a little ominous. As a matter of fact, the whole album has some pretty ominous titles. I didn't necessarily plan that, but it kind of worked out thematically. You know, Dark and Bloody Ground, and I could be completely off base or even misremembering, but I kind of remember when I was growing up that, you know, the Iroquois word for Kentucky was, you know, or the meaning, rather, was Dark and Bloody Ground. Since then, I've heard it was like Happy Hunting Ground, but I guess there's some debate about that. But also, you know, that's kind of the theme of that song is that, you know, Dark and Bloody Ground. And, you know, again, you have this like weird, like you were talking about, you have this weird relationship about where you're from. And,
you know,
so that's from the perspective of once again, the loneliness and it is an isolated spot. So, you know, it's the loneliness, it's the isolation. And so that's kind of
Sly Stone said, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at. In some ways, because you got a little choice in that. You don't really pick where you're from.
You're absolutely right. Here's another thing.
Me asking about meanings, or like all these documentaries, you know, is kind of stupid of me. Last 14 years, of Charles Bukowski was here in Pedro, and I got to meet him. And I asked him about this scene in Dirty Old Man about some cat asking him to go on a bank robbery, and he knows he's a cop or something. And I asked him if that was true, and he looked at me and said, don't you know that writing is for pretending?
No kidding.
I told his wife, our second wife, Linda, about that. She still lives here in Pedro. And she said, he said that? I said, yes, he did.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How cool. That is cool, man. I got to hang out with that fella. That's incredible.
Well, I wish I could have hung out. I got to rap with him a couple times. He was very nice to me every time, too. Look, speaking of titles, this next one's called Shame.
These things in my head, I watch them come alive so slowly, they swim and rise like the tide. Gonna take me right down to New Orleans, gonna play these songs down in Bourbon Street, and I just pray it don't rain. It's a shame, it's a shame, I had to lose my mind to find my soul. And it's strange, honey, I have changed, but I had to lose my mind to find my soul. These things I can't say, words that I can't find, just a feeling I can't shake, like a desert barrier, burned and dry. Gonna take me right down to New Orleans, gonna pray these songs down in Bourbon Street, and I just pray it don't rain. It's a shame. My mind, by my soul, and a
all a dream. More than magazines, hit the cynical, touched by everything. Volcanic wedding ring, tremors when it sings. Falling off, I think, with the heavy wings. Who was in the sky? I can see the eye looking back at me, searching for the why. Murder is goodbye. Love is not a sign. In a circle lane, looking for the fry. Beat the genocide. Represent the all. Call us what I am. Splash the gray as fall. Splash the gray as wall. Splash the gray as wall. Splash the gray as wall. I don't mean to leave the ones I love the most. Ancestors take me to my own Holy Ghost. Embrace the fire so I can feel the cold. Something in you that nobody ever knows. On a rocky road, falling through the cuts. Color of your skin doesn't mean you're fucked. Born to hold it up, all your people gone. Something turned it back, mothers left them all. Some will call you home, trust it or you don't. Leave it back for all of what you want. Gotta be your home, gotta be your door. Gotta buy your light, gotta be your Lord. Gotta be your foe, gotta be your pure. Something bigger than everything before. Gotta be your life. Waking up and I. Waking up and I. Waking up and I. Waking up and I. Waking up and I.
That chunk of music started off with Shame from Nicholas Johnson, and he off air he enlightened me, but I didn't want it all wasted on Watt. So give it to the listeners, Nicholas.
Yeah, so Shame is kind of about a nervous breakdown, but again, like I was saying, it's sometimes these breakdowns lead to breakthroughs. So really what it's about is like coming out on the other side of it, you know, and yeah, I had to lose my mind to find my soul, and that's really the theme of that song.
Yeah, life is true. Like a farmer would tell you, if you want a good crop, use a lot of manure.
Yep.
Like, bring it, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We had Dan Jones and the Squids, Kansas City band. You know there's a lot of squid in the Missouri River. Anyway, this is called, it's called The Hazards of Club Life. Talking about it, that probably is a documentary song.
All right.
Samuel Locke Ward out of Iowa City with California Ghost Girl. Definitely, that's Pretendo. college town, right? Yeah. 'Cause you said Champaign, Illinois. That's another college town, right?
So I was speaking of the pipeline earlier. I was on a big, long job from Champaign all the way to Indianapolis. And really, that's where I really cut my teeth and started to, like, go more towards the originals, and I played a lot at the Cowboy Monkey on our Speedwagon Way.
Right, because that band, you know, one of the big guys. I think the guitar man Adrian Blue's from that town, too. I remember a Minutemen used to play a place called Mabel's right by the school there. I don't think it's happening anymore. One time it was snowing, and the REO Speedwagon, you know, the helper man that doesn't lift anything, he comes in sweating.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's up there. Zabek's Tree after that with Piano Number 18 2.0. I guess it was his second try, right? Raw Poetic and Luke Stewart with Dream Clicker.
Pewter.
I love the why modern days can inform our songwriting. Amanda Chowdhury with Mellow Mix of Donner Stick, you know, as in vaudeville, work in a room, right? Brendan Etter Ensemble. This is a drummer man who's a composer. I love that idea. Greet and Visual. Yeah. And then finally, Nicholas Johnson with Firewater. Is that a whiskey song?
Yeah.
Okay.
it's really weird, honestly, because it's kind of, but, you know, that's actually, I wrote that one about the time I lost my mom, and, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's grief sometimes is a selfish thing, I think, you know, and that's kind of about, you know, figuring out your mortality. You know, you think about your own thing, and that's about like kind of getting back into music, I guess, you know.
No, sometimes things, that the reality of the dealio, right? I remember I took this drummer man out. He's 22. He's 7 months short of 40 years younger than me. And he, hey, we got a couple hours to kill before sound check. And I just looked at him.
Oh, wow.
Youth is wasted on the young. He'll figure out you ain't got any time to kill.
Yeah, and for
so,
sure.
Yeah. And also people, listeners out there, Kentucky is where you get the real bourbon. If it's, you know, that's why it says Tennessee whiskey on the Jack Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
Right, right. And I didn't get to ask you about Shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, the Shame is about the, you know, having coming up on the other side of a nervous breakdown a little bit and having to lose your mind to find your soul, you know.
I know, but how did you connect that? Or when do the titles come in your songwriting? At the end, at the beginning? Like with me, I have to start with the title. I got no focus.
You know, it's the ADHD in me, man. It kind of goes all over the place. Sometimes okay. The title's there.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's like, this is the song, this is the theme within the song, you know, and that's kind of where it lands sometimes, you know.
Right, right. And about your process, do you have like a notebook of words and spiels and poems, or do you like write on demand, you know, hey, I need some words for this
right.
music?
Well, for sure. Yeah. I got notebooks and notebooks. And then sometimes it's the chords that happen, the structure.
Yeah.
Sometimes the lyrics.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, you know, and some of them are in my voice notes in my iPhone. Some of them are.
No,
like
a lot of cats are doing that now. I got a little Sony, because the memory, right? That riff's
right.
gone. Those words are gone if you don't get them on the thing.
The worst, it's going to be gone, dude. It's gone.
Yeah.
So, and then sometimes, like, I'll forget to listen to my voice notes in a while, and then I'll go back to them, like, I'll be damned, there's a song. That wasn't bad, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So I forgot that. And then sometimes I'll match that up to something I wrote that was, like, not connected. So it works out.
Right. It's like going in a thrift store, and you didn't know what you wanted till you got in there and saw all this shit.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, I need this.
Right. Okay, look, we're at the end of the second hour, July 7, 2023, edition WAP Pedro's special guest, Nicholas Johnson. Hold tight for hour three. July 7, 2023, it's the third hour, WAP Pedro show.
Of her clothes, pictures and things. sidewalk. The shimmers like stars.
Thank you. gives me a smile and she gives me a beer, honey, when we're getting out of here. We ever getting out of here? Get down by the banks where the river runs wild. She's gonna catch the devil tonight. If she gives them a dance, I've just one chance. Well, maybe he can make it alright. Is it ever gonna be alright? Street lights, dark night, shining down on the shadows at first bright. All we ever wanted was a place to hide.
Show start off the third hour. Nicholas Johnson with Lost and Found. We're reminiscing about the first places Watt got to play in Cincinnati. Simone Sims Longo with, here's some musicians from Italy here. Approvazioni Spatanani. And then Electro Capra, Electric Goat, huh? Ragazzi di Oggi. And right, Above the Tree, Slide Empire, Stefano Pellia. This is who I play with, Sonia De Manero, Spiralis, and then finally Nicholas Johnson, The Damned and the Lonely. So when did you first get to play over in Europe?
Well, it's a weird thing. I had an opportunity to move overseas in 2015. Just by weird circumstance, had never been out of the country, Mike, and it was moving. So sold the house in near Dayton, Ohio, sold the cars, got the dogs, and moved over there. And, you know, at that time, I was just coming out. That's around the time, you know, Firewater and Shame was written. And I was coming on the other side of, you know, losing Mom. And that was the perfect time to just, you know, jump back head first into music instead of dipping my toe, because I had nothing to offer anyone because I couldn't speak the language.
Right.
Cool. So when I got over there, I just looked for anywhere, awnings or anything that said live music. And I would pop in, and sometimes live music meant a DJ over there. But, you know.
Oh, no. Even the early 80s, I remember the first place we played with Black Flag, Minuteman, it was a disco with lit up floor and shit. Was it Milano?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Was it Milano?
It was Milano, yeah.
Now, how'd you pick that town?
That was what was offered to me. So
okay.
It is the most like European universal city of Italy. So it's kind of not. It's kind of a hodgepodge of, you know, different nationalities.
Being
so
in the north like that, Torino's like that also. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so I went to this Palo Alto Cafe, which was just luckily about five steps away from my pad, and. I talked them into letting me open for karaoke, and it was weird though, man, because like it worked out like the U.S. where one gig leads to another that leads to another, and eventually I was playing this really really cool hostel called Ostello Bello, and that's where I met my good friend Andrea Rock from Virgin Radio.
Beautiful.
And just started BSing about NBA and Boston Celtics and. Other stuff and
hoops. Italy likes b-ball. Yeah, and I got to tell you, when the EU thing came in, there was more English. Before the EU, like hardly any English in Italy, so it was a little tougher.
Oh, for sure, I imagine. Yeah. And even in certain areas, it's still that way. And so I got good enough to drink and eat really good.
And what about this tune, Lost and Found? So you were lost, and then you were found in Milano, right?
Yeah, and then it is. It's about, what you lose and what you find.
Right.
You know, it's...
This cat in Holland told me, one door opens, one door closes, another one opens.
100%, absolutely. Yeah. You know, you just got to put one foot in front of the other and march that direction.
Fuck, I fucked up that aphorism. My pop would say, boy, you'd fuck up a two-car cracker funeral. What about the damned and the lonely? I like these and things, these dualities.
Right, absolutely. Honestly, that was the coolest line in the song. So that, but it also encompassed what I was talking about, too. And really the theme of that one is loneliness. And, in isolation and somebody looking for something, looking for something to fill that hole. And that those verses, and actually throughout that Shady Pines Volume 2, these are little vignettes, every little scenes, basically, if you're looking at it in visuals, little paintings of.
You mean like of one big tune, like different parts of one big piece?
Correct. Yeah. So they're all little narratives.
So that makes sense, because you're in Italy, land of the opera, right? So kind of like opera.
I guess so. Yeah, I never thought
I've written
of that,
three of them. I've written three of them where it was like I couldn't do it all in one tune, so I had to make this giant tune with little parts.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, coming from that creative writing, I started with, fiction and writing those big things. So I'm really big on narrative and, trying to paint a scene. And so Damn the Lonely is actually, if you listen to it, those are the neighborhoods in Cincinnati, too. Down by the banks, on Fifth and Vine, just stuff like that. So that one's actually a Cincy song. But,
I'll tell you,
with the ones
I have a very favorite bass man in Cincy, Bootsy.
Bootsy. Yeah, buddy.
Now, you got this song, Sinner. Let's play it.
Cause I wanna be
back along the street. I'm forsaken, like the place I'm from. I'm a sinner, 'cause the things I need. I'm a sinner, 'cause I need your love. I'm a stranger, one you used to know. Well, it comes so slow.
Crawling
for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Chunk started with Nicholas Johnson doing Sinner. Then we had Gary Lee Connor, Screaming Trees main man, and he's doing solo stuff. Open Your Window is the tune. Ken Vandermark with Love Cry. I think it's an Albert Eiler tune. And then finally, Nicholas Johnson with New Vampire. Okay, Sinner.
Sinner. That's probably the most personal song I have, the most autobiographical, I should say. A lot of these songs, you know, I hide myself a little bit in these narratives, but
sure.
The Sinner one is the most raw, and honestly, it really took some convincing for me to A, play it out, B, record it, you know, just because it is so personal. And yeah, obviously, growing up in Baptist, you have to learn how it's a culture where you have to, they're not cool with you being cool with yourself, basically, you know, so yeah. You have to really learn how to do that. And it takes a lot of work. And, you know, that song is about learning how to, you know, be cool with yourself. And it's like, I am these things. I'm a sinner because I hate myself. I'm a sinner because I want to be. And that's the worst thing you can say to somebody in that area of the country. Oh, you're a sinner. You're sinning and stuff like that. You know, what if Jesus were here? Would he like what you're doing? That kind of thing. So that was kind of my play on that. And, you know, in the chorus, it's like a reverse baptism, you know, getting rid of that shame and that guilt and letting go of it.
You know, last couple of years, I read 10 John Coltrane bios, and in one of them, they're talking about this gig. It's a matinee, maybe three or four people there. And he turns around, he looks at it's the quartet, right? So Jimmy and McCoy and Elvin. And he said, dig yourself. And they jammed for 3 hours for four. Man, wouldn't you want to be one of them four dudes?
How cool is that?
But other people would have said, man, that's a waste of time. But I think that dig yourself. Yeah, it means you don't get into it. And like you were saying about the, you know, this theme, tema, be Italiano, huh? This tema you have underneath this center tune. Maybe it relates a little bit to that, what he asked his band to do.
Yeah, no, I can't disagree whatsoever, man. And it is a hard, especially, I don't know, maybe everywhere, but like, you know, it felt especially coming through from that atmosphere, you know, less than, you know, 200, you know, if that, people, you know, it kind of is so overarching the church. I mean, that's just what you do, and that's who you are. And so it becomes this thing you have to kind of shake off to be a normal person, in my opinion. No you know, offense to folks that are, you know, religious out there. That ain't what I'm trying to say. But
well, in my mind, normal's meaning more average. I think that word's misused. I think people always use it for healthy, but
Correct,
with the statistics. You know, 1933 Germany, what's normal? Nicholas, tell me what your plan is now. Is the tour coming up?
Yeah, so we did our spring one over March, and that encompassed like South By and all that good stuff. We did a loop in the Midwest, and now I'm headed to the East Coast in August. Starting out here at home in Cincy, going through Columbus, Pittsburgh, and heading up to New York, upstate New York, Rhode Island, all that good stuff. And then in October, I'm going to take I'm not taking September off. I'm going to Americana Fest in Nashville. That's just about it. And then October, I'm headed over to Ireland, UK, and then back over to Italy for the first time since the pandemic. So,
super
excited.
And if people want to find out more about you on the internet, is there a place they can go?
Yeah, sure. It's NicholasJohnsonMusic.com. That's the website.
Yeah,
and then
great.
Instas and Facebook is just at Nicholas Johnson Music.
Yeah, you probably got links at your place to those pads, right?
100%.
Yeah.
YouTube, all that good stuff.
And you're probably thinking of the next record, right?
I'm starting to. Sometimes it's tough, man, when you do a release.
Yeah.
You hit that. I don't know if I hate to put this example, but it's kind of like a postpartum depression.
Yeah, yeah.
You're letting go of a kid.
I know. But sometimes you also got this, man, I want to do another one.
That's happening now. So it's kind of like past that part's passing and kind of getting back into creative mode. Sometimes that, you know, administrative stuff and planning and booking, it kind of like blocks your brain a little bit. So now that's kind of like clearing out, it's making more headspace for going back in the creative process. And that's where I feel more at home versus the, you know, writing a million emails and talking to managers and stuff like that.
So. Great. Well, here's an invite. When you get that next one done, can we come back on the show and we can play it and you talk about it, please?
Absolutely, man. I'd love that.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, safe seas on your journey and, you know, kick up much dust.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
People, July 7th, 2023, at the Swap Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.